Moving House by James Maloney. Brian Fitzpatrick stood at the front window of his house, watching the men work. It was all happening with amazing speed. Besides Patch and Kenny, there were four other men. The four men unloaded the heavy pieces of wood from the truck. One by one, they took these to Patch and Kenny, who used them like Brian once used his old building blocks back when he was a baby. He could see what was happening. Slowly, Patch and Kenny made four neat stacks, one under each corner of the Henderson's home. When the stacks reached all the way up to the floorboards, they took a sledgehammer and knocked away the brick supports that held up the house. With a groan, the house settled onto the piles of wooden chocks. Brian turned away from the window. At this rate, the house would be gone in just a few hours. He had to do something. He had to find the courage to tell Patch of their mistake. He went to his bedroom, ripped open the cupboard doors and checked every shirt and pair of pants he owned. One or two he grabbed and put on. Then he stood in front of the mirror, making faces. It was hopeless. No matter what he tried, none of his clothes made him look tough. Not even his old jeans and black T-shirt. Somehow, a black T-shirt did not seem threatening when it drooped over a scrawny chest and had two skinny arms sticking from the armholes. He took a lungful of air and cocked his arms like a bodybuilder. But it was no use. He even drew tattoos on his arms with a felt pen. They didn't look like tattoos at all. They looked like squiggles drawn by a boy with a felt pen. Perhaps if he shaved his head. He went into the bathroom and found his father's razor. What if I shave off the skin as well by mistake? Now that would look tough. It would also be very painful and rather messy. He put down the razor and left the bathroom. He would have to go dressed as he was, in the jeans and the black T-shirt. He walked outside into the front garden, ready to cross the road. But what he saw made his heart shrivel up. Patch, the boss, stood there, tall and mighty, and in his hands he held a chainsaw. Brian did not think it was a good idea to argue with a man who had a chainsaw in his hands.